Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you to share these as their encouragement to you. It's amazing. I really do believe the power of social media comes when we become and we're willing to become a conduit of information that encourages people to walk with God. Given what we have at our resources available to share the gospel, I encourage you, just share these on your Facebook or Twitter accounts. Maybe you want to even send somebody an email to say this would encourage you today. So today, share this because I believe this is a word for every human I know, which is this: remember, you've got what it takes to get it done. Oh my goodness, listen, you have what it takes in God. This is not a singular effort on your part to live this life. It is God that makes the difference in your life. Don't ever take away His glory, because listen, friend, without Him, we can do nothing at all. And yet in Him, because of Him, in His power, the scripture says we have the ability to move mountains. Because of Him, in Him, and resting in Him, we will succeed. Because of Him, resting in Him, we will go forward. Because of Him, resting in Him, we can trust His plan for our life that He knew before we were even formed in our mom's womb. We cannot do this life by ourselves. The biggest supporter, the biggest fan in our life is the Lord Jesus. He is encouraging you. He has bought box seats to watch your little league game. He has chosen to make you the apple of His eye. We move by faith, but He does the hard part. Isn't that beautiful to know? That we don't have to do this life alone. I know a lot of people, and at times I feel this way, where you just feel like you're just too stinking lonely to go on. It's like it's me versus the world, and life is difficult. But remember that in God, we can move mountains. Because of what the Lord has done in our life and the faith that He has is dwelling up and working within our soul, we will succeed. We will go forward. I look at that and I think, in God, we have what it takes to get to the next level. You know, in counseling, there's this one phrase, and you've heard me say it before in sermons and other podcasts, but there's this one phrase that nothing changes until something changes. The single greatest change we can make in our life to move to the next level is to trust God in the level we're at. Because when we do, you have more than enough than what it takes to get where the Lord wants you to go. I want to direct your attention to maybe a different verse that's not used a lot in a text like this, but it comes all the way from the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, verse 8. Listen to what John pens in this book. I know your works, speaking to the Lord. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door. The Lord is saying, this is what I've done. I've opened a door for you, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power. Again, God speaking back to John, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Think about that. The Lord hears John, and John is thinking, Lord, I know your works. And the Lord responds, well, I know yours. I know you because you walked with me, you've rested in me, you've trusted me. And behold, because of that, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know that you have a little bit of power, and yet you have kept my word and not denied my name. And as a result, he understood, like I want you to understand today, that in him you've got all it takes to do everything he's called you to do today and tomorrow, and all our job is to rest in him, trust in him, walk with him, and declare him Lord of our life. You see, in God, we have everything it takes to succeed wildly. Maybe the prayer today should sound like this: Lord, I believe I have what it takes in you. I know I do not have it without you. I have it with you to go forward in faith and to accomplish great things for you, with you, and for your glory and my good. Thank you, Lord, for supporting me, for holding me, and for opening the right doors in my life and not allowing anyone to shut them. In Jesus' name, I'm so grateful. Amen. My friend, look for the door that no one can close, knowing it was opened by your Savior, your King, your Lord, the Lord Jesus himself. God bless you, my friend. Run through that open door. We'll see you again soon on another weekday podcast from Sugar Hill Church.